USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate voted 56-44 to move forward and impeach President Trump a second time. The first failed impeachment cost taxpayers roughly $32 million. Senators will continue at noon Wednesday. New York lawmakers introduced a bill that would tax certain financial transactions. The consequence is the NYSE may move out of state if the proposal becomes law. NYSE President Stacey Cunningham said the New York Stock Exchange belongs in New York. If Albany lawmakers get their way, however, the center of the global financial industry may need to find a new home. End quote. The United Nations on Tuesday denounced the use of disproportionate force against anti-coup demonstrators in Myanmar. Hours after the UN statement, a woman was critically wounded after being shot in the head as police fired live rounds during another massive anti-coup rally in Myanmar's capital, Naypyidaw. Longtime NFL head coach Marty Schottenheimer died Monday after a lengthy battle with Alzheimer's disease. Schottenheimer compiled a 200-126-1 record. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Last week, Major League Baseball called for postponing the 2021 season. The sentiment was echoed by President Biden, but the Players Union said no way. Tuesday, an agreement was reached. USA Radio News' Dan Araki reports.
Major League Baseball and its Players Union have come to an agreement on health protocols for the upcoming season. In the agreement, players and staff will be tested for COVID at least every other day, and teams will appoint a compliance officer to make sure that players are following guidelines. Players that test positive will have to quarantine for a minimum of 10 days, with players deemed to be close contacts quarantining for 7. Most of the safety guidelines from last season will return, including using 7-inning doubleheaders if games need to be postponed and rescheduled. The agreement doesn't mention the universal designated hitter rule, which was implemented for the 2020 season. Spring training is scheduled to begin in Arizona and Florida next week. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The 2021 season will look a lot like 2020, except the plan is for a full 162 games. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
By a vote of 56-44, the Senate concluded it is constitutional to impeach President Trump. Impeachment manager Jamie Raskin of Maryland.
Members of Congress, in the House anyway, were removing their congressional pins so they wouldn't be identified by the mob as they tried to escape the violence. Our new chaplain got up and said a prayer for us, and we were told to put our gas masks on. And then there was a sound I will never forget. The sound of pounding on the door like a battering ram. The most haunting sound I ever heard, and I will never forget it.
Trump lawyer David Schoen.
It is an honor to appear in this historic hall of democracy. Yet today, that honor is tempered by an overriding feeling of grave concern. Grave concern for the danger to the institution of the presidency that I believe even convening these proceedings indicates. The joy I believed I would feel if I ever had the great privilege of appearing before this body is replaced by sadness and pain. My overriding emotion is, frankly, wanting to cry for what I believe these proceedings will do to our great, so long enduring, sacred Constitution and to the American people on both sides of the great divide that now characterizes our nation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.